Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Hi, this is Jennifer Piercy with NC State University. I'm the Executive Director of the Pulp and Paper Foundation, and you're listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, April 16th, 2018 edition of NIPS by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch, and will be joined shortly by co-host Chuck Swan. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@taii.com. That's steve.rausch@taii.com. Leading off today, there were fires at three facilities in the United States. And in another story making headlines in the U.S. last week, Kimberly-Clark announced a major expansion. We'll have more on these when we get to the North American news later in the show, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. We're back. Let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. Let's go to Brad McGee, the assistant publisher at Paparitala Publications, reporting from Paparitala West in Pahoa, Hawaii. What's the latest financial news, Brad?
Good morning. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, April the 13th, at 41.76, up 75 points, or 1.8%, from the April 6th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the PowerShares Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1.5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were LSC Communications, gaining 9.6%, followed by Stora Enso, up 7.5%. Our biggest decliner for the week was Sappi, closing down 4.3%. Over the past year, Fibria Cellulose has been our top performer, up 112%, and the deepest decliner was Orchid's Paper Products, down 65%. Over the same 12-month period, the PowerShares S&P Tracker is up 11.3%, while the PM40 is up 14.3%. If you'd like to follow the PM40 on a daily basis, tune in anytime after 11:30 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here at www.ipulpradio.com. Be safe and have a great week.
Many thanks, Brad, and we will return right after this.
Going to PaperCon 2018? Visit C.R. Meyer at booth 628. We are a nationwide industrial general contractor specializing in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boilermakers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Learn how we can provide value to you as we continuously develop our skilled workforce at our new Charles R. Meyer Leadership Center. Visit crmeyer.com for details.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back in the news today, starting with Oceania, Dateline, Sydney, Australia. Artificial intelligence and robotics to drive Visy's future. Packaging giant Visy sees a future where its boxes have the intelligence to be self-monitoring, according to its boss, Anthony Pratt. Speaking at a summit in Sydney this past Wednesday, Visy's chief told the audience the organization is, quote, not far away, end of quote, from seeing packages that can monitor its contents in the consumer's home, automatically trigger a reorder, or provide proof of origin for supply chain integrity. Visy recently established a technology and digital hub in Singapore with a brief of incorporating AI and robotics into every aspect of its packaging, papermaking, and recycling business globally, said Mr. Pratt. Pratt claimed the level of automation provided by robots make labor costs irrelevant and are helping the Australian manufacturing industry compete against organizations overseas. And now let's move on to Asia, Dateline, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Balapur Industries, India's largest manufacturer of writing and printing paper, has agreed to sell its Malaysian subsidiary, Sabah Forest Industries. It has entered into a sale and purchase agreement with Malaysia's Pelangi Priastiadi, which operates in banking, seaport, e-commerce, construction and engineering, book retail, sugar and palm oil plantations, and airport management sectors. The agreement involves the sale of Sabah Forest's entire assets, including procurement of fresh timber licenses from the state government of Sabah. And now on to Africa, Dateline, Johannesburg, South Africa. Sappi to raise dissolving cellulose output. Sappi expects to grow its dissolving wood pulp production capacity by about 50% over the next 5 years, says the group's Southern Africa CEO, Alex Thiel. Quote, worldwide growth rates are about 4.5%. We're quite fortunate that in our two main customers are really front runners, and we see our capacity growth in dissolving pulp at 8.5% per year for the next 5 years. So we're desperate in terms of adding capacity at this stage, end of quote. Sappi is investing in its dissolving wood pulp business to mitigate declining demand for paper. Dissolving wood pulp is used to produce viscose fiber for clothing and textiles, among other applications. And now on to South America, Dateline, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Conlog starts up new Fibria pulp terminal at Port Santos. Conlog is responsible for unloading pulp from trains, transporting it to warehouses, inventory management, internal warehouse movements, placement along ships, and loading. The terminal is part of the logistics solution for transporting production for Fibria. From Fibria's second pulp mill in Três Lagoas, mottoed Grosso do Sul, which began operations in August of last year.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Now delivering the news out of Europe, relief pitcher Chuck Swan.
Thanks, Steve. In our first news item from Europe, Dateline Helsinki, Finland, UPM has sold its Myllykoski mill site and premises located in Kuvila, Finland, to Redev Incorporated. The buyer is specialized in real estate development. UPM closed its Mulikoski paper mill in 2011. Since then, UPM has been searching for a solution to enable further use of the site. The sales contract includes the mill site with its premises, as well as 100 hectares of land. As announced earlier, the biomass boiler, turbine, and generator from Mulikoski have been acquired by Blue Energy Europe in Germany. Again, Dateline Helsinki, Alstom Munksjö has decided on two investment products totaling 27 million euros for improved environmental performance and employee safety. The company plans to increase pulp production capacity and improve environmental performance of the Billingsfors pulp line in Sweden. The investment involves rebuilding the recovery boiler and debottlenecking the pulp line. The company has also decided to modernize the baling line at its Aspa pulp mill in Sweden. The Billingsfors and Aspa plants are part of the company's business area, producing a wide range of products and materials often used in manufacturing and production processes, such as abrasive backings, electrotechnical insulation papers, release liners, and specialty pulp. Dateline, Dublin, Ireland. Paper chase for Smurfit Kappa hits a stop. International Paper's pursuit of rival packager Smurfit Kappa appears to have ground to a stalemate, with a spokesman for the company saying there is no clear path forward at this time. Smurfit has rejected two takeover offers from Memphis-based International Paper in the last month. Smurfit Kappa shareholders are unlikely to support a fresh takeover offer from International Paper if it is under 40 euros a share, according to a number of investors in Europe's largest box maker. A successful tilt will require a valuation buffer that offsets downward pressure on International Paper's own share price from so-called arbitrage funds that trade on the volatility surrounding large merger deals. Dateline, Utsuno, Finland. Kemira expands production capacity at its chloralkali site. The production capacity will be expanded to ensure Kemira's ability to address the growing need for sodium hydroxide in Finland. The investment is expected to be operational during the fourth quarter of 2018. The Utsuno chloralkali site produces sodium hydroxide, hypochloric acid, and sodium hypochlorite for pulp and paper process industries as well as municipal water treatment. Dateline, Växjö, Sweden. Södra has been named as Sweden's most attractive employer in the world's largest employer branding survey, the Ramstad Award. Over the past 2 years, Södra has advanced from 48th in the ranking to now occupy the top spot and thereby become the first forest industry company to receive the award. Again, Dateline Helsinki. Nearly 2,000 forest owners have tested Metsä Group and Tieto's virtual forest. The virtual forest developed by Metsä Group, Tieto, and CTRL Reality runs on all VR devices, and it can simulate different forest management methods and their impact on income and the landscape, for example. The solution can replace actual visits to the forest, and it helps to illustrate the impact of forest management activities, among others, to forest owners. Digital Forest Twin is an exact digital reproduction of a real-world forest area. It helps, for example, to calculate the value of a forest, steer forest planning, trade in wood, and plan and model functions related to wood purchasing, harvesting, and transportation. Again, Dateline Helsinki. Valmet and Fortum take development of bio-oil into transportation fuels. Valmet and Fortum are developing a technology to produce advanced high-value lignocellulosic fuels, such as transportation fuels or higher-value bio-liquids. The technology is seen as one of the most competitive and efficient ways of producing advanced lignocellulosic biofuels to meet European targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The project is a natural continuation of the consortium's earlier bio-oil project with VTT Technical Research Center of Finland, which resulted in commercializing integrated pyrolysis technology for production of sustainable bio-oil to replace heating oil in industrial use. Dateline, Vega, Italy. Kyiv CPM concludes contract for box fabricating machine. Kyiv Cardboard and Paper Mill, under the 2018 investment budget base, concluded a contract for a carton box fabricating machine. Installation of the line is scheduled for August 2018. An increasing of the line load is expected during 6 months after startup. Kyiv Cardboard and Paper Mill is one of the largest European producers of cardboard and paper products. Again, Dateline, Vega, Italy. Kyiv CPM signs contract with Andritz for PM1 modernization. The contract includes a new shoe press and calendar. Delivery of equipment is scheduled for the end of December 2018, installation in January 2019. This project will improve board surface characteristics and profile modification. After the project implementation is completed, it is expected that steam reduction of up to 20% per year will result from increasing dry paper content. Dateline, Haraholmen, Sweden. Sunpine is investing $30 million in a new production plant. The main aim is to increase tall oil diesel production capacity, which is Sweden's only diesel fuel carrying the Nordic Eco label. Sunpine is a leader in the production of second-generation renewable fuels. The raw material is a byproduct from pulp and paper manufacturing. Dateline, Stockstadt, Germany. Pulp production resumed at Seppi Stockstadt Mill. The pulp line at the mill stood idle for several days following a fire outbreak on 1 April. A company spokeswoman said that repairs had been completed. The fire was reportedly caused by an unidentified technical defect. The company did not provide any details on the damage. The Stockstadt mill is one of seven European paper mills owned by Sappi Europe. It produces up to 145,000 tons per year of bleached beech pulp for in-house paper production and up to 445,000 tons per year of uncoated as well as coated fine paper. And we'll be back right after this. Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
We are back, and now for the news out of North America. Dateline, Corner Brook, Newfoundland. Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper to remove nearly century-old waste from canal. Nearly 100 years after it sank to the bottom, Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper is putting together a plan to remove waste from the Humber Canal. About a year ago, residents spotted debris floating in the canal waters. Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper then hired divers who located two sunken barges used during the original construction of the canal between 1923 and 1925, and two barrels from the 1940s or 50s. A cleanup plan has been submitted to the Newfoundland and Labrador government for approval, with the priority placed on getting the barrels removed first. Dateline, Kamloops, British Columbia. Domtar announces millions in improvements to Kamloops Mill. Domtar will spend $1 million on a chemical recovery boiler electrostatic precipitator this spring, as well as $2.5 million for a new scrubber that will eliminate the need to employ sulfur dioxide. Kamloops Domtar's ongoing emission levels sit well below its permitted allowable limits, but the company is still looking at ways to reduce them. Dateline, Powell River, British Columbia. Catalyst cuts back production at Powell River Mill. A fiber shortage has left Catalyst Paper Corporation with no options but to curtail production on Paper Machine 11 at its Powell River Mill. Unable to acquire enough fiber from its regular sources in the Okanagan area, the company announced that it will not make paper from Paper Machine 11 for 3 weeks. The primary driver for Catalyst's production cutback is the shortage of fiber, making it uneconomical to run both Paper Machines 10 and 11. The mill will continue to run Paper Machine 10 under normal conditions. Dateline, Seattle, Washington. Three companies agree to pay $4 million to restore Everett, Washington habitat. A federal judge in Seattle has finalized a nearly $4 million settlement with three companies over habitat damage caused by mill and manufacturing operations in Everett that date to the early 1900s. The federal government and Washington State filed a complaint against them in the U.S. District Court in Seattle in January on behalf of the Tulalip and Suquamish tribes. The tribes blame the companies for pollution, including from oil, heavy metals, and PCBs that damaged shellfish beds and other natural resources. Dateline, Stamford, Connecticut. Synveo's unsecured creditors want different real estate consultant. Bankrupt printing company Synveo Incorporated should not be permitted to hire a real estate firm led by one of its former executives because it lacks experience negotiating with landlords and potential buyers, according to the company's unsecured creditors. Synveo is seeking court permission to hire Van Rock Real Estate Consulting, led by Synveo's former vice president of real estate, Robert DePiro, in part because the firm has already been consulting the company on property services. Dateline, Cohoes, New York. Mohawk Fine Paper purchases Crane Stationery. The acquisition includes all three premium Crane brands. This marks the latest expansion for Mohawk, and the combined companies will expand Mohawk's product offering to include Crane's extensive iconic line of boxed stationery, wedding invitations, holiday cards, and other personalized products. Mohawk and Crane will maintain their respective existing brand names. Dateline, Thomasville, Alabama. One firefighter suffered a minor injury battling a fire at the Louisiana Pacific OSB mill in Thomasville. Mayor Sheldon Day said five fire departments battled the blaze, which was confined to multiple conveyor systems that feed wood products into the mill. The conveyors are made of thick rubber mats. The rubber was the primary source of the fire, and the smoke was intense. The injured firefighter stayed on the scene and continued battling the blaze. It took firefighters 30 to 45 minutes to get it under control, but they stayed for 3 hours putting out spot fires. Dateline, Hartsville, South Carolina. Fire damages Sonoco chip conveyor. A fire damaged a chip conveyor before being brought under control by the Hartsville Fire Department and Sonoco's Fire Brigade. The fire started about 9 p.m. when a conveyor bearing overheated and sparked a fire at the base of the conveyor, which transports wood chips to the mill's biomass. No one was injured, and the fire was primarily confined to the conveyor and did not affect boiler or paper operations. Sonoco's mill produces uncoated recycled paperboard and corrugating medium paper. Damage will take several weeks to repair. Dateline, Escanaba, Michigan. Crane catches fire at Verso Paper Mill. A crane caught fire at Verso Paper, and after investigating, it was determined that a large crane parked inside the structure had caught fire. The cause of the fire was a faulty heater connection to the crane's hydraulic system.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
And we're back with a news item datelined Toronto, Canada. Union says it's fighting to save five Canadian mills from Trump. Unifor has published a video with interviews of Canadians directly affected by the new U.S. tariffs levied against five paper mills in Newfoundland and Labrador, Quebec, and British Columbia. Right now, Donald Trump is poised to do irreversible damage to five small communities across Canada, said Jerry Diaz, the union's national president. The Canadian government needs to act, and it needs to act now to protect local economies and good jobs. Unifor says the Trump government's combined 28% to 32% anti-dumping tariffs on products produced by Kruger Incorporated in Newfoundland and Quebec and Catalyst Paper in British Columbia will force the mills out of business. Dateline, Monterrey, Mexico. Grupo Grande selects Voit for new machine. Voit has been awarded a contract to supply a new lightweight recycled containerboard machine for Grupo Grande's new plant in Monterrey, northern Mexico. Planned to be commissioned in early 2020, the new PM7 machine will have an annual production capacity of 400,000 metric tons. Dateline, Washington, D.C. EPA to clean up toxic Texas site damaged by Hurricane Harvey. Federal environmental regulators have reached a long-awaited agreement with the owners of a polluted toxic waste site in Texas that was damaged during Hurricane Harvey, releasing dangerous chemicals into a river. The Environmental Protection Agency says it reached a final deal with International Paper Company and McGinnis Industrial Maintenance Corporation to design a plan to remove dioxin-contaminated materials from the San Jacinto River Waste Pits Superfund site located outside Houston. EPA says the estimated cost of the project is $115 million and is expected to take more than 2 years. Again, Dateline Washington, D.C., U.S. wood pellets exports surged to 476.3 thousand metric tons. In February, U.S. wood pellets exports have surged 85% year over year to 476.3 thousand metric tons, and value has grown by 50.3%, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The export prices have declined 18.8% to $133 per metric ton. The exports to United Kingdom, the main consumer of wood pellets from the U.S., increased by nearly 95% to 339.7 thousand metric tons, with an average price of $126 a ton. The exports to Denmark have grown by 68.4% to 92.9 thousand tons, and those to France totaled 30.8 thousand tons. Dateline, Rochester, New York. Pro-Ampac announced the acquisition of PacTech Packaging, a Rochester, New York-based manufacturer specializing in pouch converting. PacTech's products complement Pro-Ampac's existing flexible packaging offerings, which primarily serve the medical, industrial, and consumer packaged goods markets. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. With the acquisition of PacTech, Pro-Ampac has 28 manufacturing sites globally, with nearly 3,400 employees supplying more than 5,000 customers in 90 countries. Dateline, Chicago, Illinois. Warren Buffett adds intrigue to an unwanted bid for USG. USG Corporation, the company that invented sheetrock more than 100 years ago, was just starting to get reacquainted with investors. Now one of them wants to buy it out, potentially cutting short management's moment to showcase the healthier, reorganized manufacturer that spent recent years recovering from two consecutive financial meltdowns. Last month, Chicago-based USG firmly rejected a $5.9 billion takeover from Knauf, its German rival and second-largest shareholder. However, the bid has the support of USG's number one shareholder, none other than Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated. So instead of backing off, Knauf decided to up the ante. Dateline, Battle Creek, Michigan. Worker trapped under a fallen I-beam at West Rock Mill. The Battle Creek Fire Department was called to the West Rock Mill by reports of a beam that had fallen on and pinned a construction worker. A 64-year-old man was pinned underneath a 24-foot beam that had fallen due to a malfunction as part of a system that is used to move heavy equipment around the construction area. According to fire officials, the beam had fallen approximately 10 feet and struck the worker in the head, pinning him underneath as a result. The beam was removed by a forklift, and the individual was treated by a medical team on site. He has since been transported to Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo and is being checked for head and back injuries. The man was awake and aware during his extraction and transportation. Dateline, Mobile, Alabama. Kimberly Clark announces expansion at Mobile, Alabama Mill. Kimberly Clark Corporation has approved a capacity expansion project at Mobile. According to a news release from the company, the move will support KC Professional's continued bath tissue category growth in North America, With an estimated investment of more than $100 million, this two-year project is expected to deliver improved capacity, greater manufacturing efficiency, and enhanced product quality, the company says. Less than a year ago, Kimberly-Clark announced another investment in the Mobile facility for the construction of an on-site state-of-the-art combined heat and power plant and various other production enhancements. And that's the news up to this time from North America, so I'm kicking it back to you, Steve.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Finally today, we wrap up our show with U.S. Pulp and Paper Facts provided by our very, 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 very good friends at Two Sides. Here's today's fact. Claims like go paperless save trees. These create a false impression that forests are a finite resource that are being destroyed. In truth, North American forests are a renewable resource that is continuously replenished using sustainable forest management. You can learn more at twosides.us. That's www.twosides.us. With that in mind, have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thanks for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its seventh year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.